Charlie C.
Check it out.
Yeah. I love God. You love God. What's wrong with you? I love God. You love God. What's wrong with you? Yes, I can't live no other way. Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. Praise our Lord, brothers and sisters. Good morning and welcome to the Morning Motivation Podcast, live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of hot, hot, hot breakfast for your soul. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday, tackling our everyday issues with biblical perspective, with a new topic, live prayer, and assigning you a daily task. Our topic for today is Stand Still, Part 2 of Learning How to Let Go. Stand Still, Part 2 of Learning How to Let Go. Our scripture for today comes from the book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 20, verses 16 through 18. While you are getting your Bibles ready, let me remind you to tune in to Morning Motivation live with me at 6:30 a.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, by calling 323-870-4180. Or if you miss Morning Motivation live, hear the recording posted at 8 a.m. Eastern and available all day on my website, fieldfire.com, Facebook at Rossi Williams, R-A-W-S-I, or follow Morning Motivation to have the recording link text straight to your cell phone Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. by sending the message MM for Morning Motivation to phone number 33222. So the entire phone number or the recipient is 33222, and the message is MM. Then hit send, and you will receive an automatic confirmation text. You can see all of that information. Send me your prayer requests and testimonies on my website at fieldfire.com. That is FEELDFIRE.com. Well, by now, you should have those Bibles ready. I am in the book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 20, verses 16 through 18, reading from the KJV. Tomorrow go ye down against them. Behold, they come up by the cliff of Ziz, and you shall find them at the end of the brook, before the wilderness of Jeruel. You shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves. Stand ye still and see the salvation of the Lord with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. And Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. Praise the Lord for the reading of his word. What is our topic for today? Say it aloud wherever you are. Stand still. Part 2 of learning how to let go. Standing still spiritually doesn't mean do nothing naturally. Rather, it's our assurance that God is continuously working on our behalf, which allows us to surrender to his will and word spiritually while we do our part naturally. On yesterday in part one, we dealt with this same chapter of 2 Chronicles, verses 12 through 15. And in that very last sentence of verse 15, the Lord told Jehoshaphat and his people, be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude or by reason of your enemy, for the battle is not yours but God's. Today we read where he continues to exhort them, to tell them, look, don't be afraid of your enemy, nor your circumstances, nor the situation, nor the adversary, but be prepared to go out against them on tomorrow. And now I want you to pay attention to what appears to be an inherent inconsistency in verse 17, which I read earlier. In the first sentence of verse 17, God told them that you don't need to fight in this battle. Just set yourselves, in other words, position yourselves and stand still and see my salvation. Then in the second or the last sentence of that verse, he says, now fear not and do not be afraid. Go out against the enemy tomorrow, for I will be with you. Now, how is it, Lord, that in one breath you tell me, stand still to see your salvation or to see you work, to see you bring about my victory, to see you bring about my release, to see you bring about my success, to see you reconcile my marriage, to see you, Father, come in and heal my body, to see you deliver and save my children and my family, to see you come in and restore my finances, to see you grow my ministry? How is it that you tell me in one breath, stand there and watch you do it, but then turn around in the very next breath and say, now go out against them because I'm going to be with you? If you told me to stand still, does that not mean for me just to remain stagnant and you will do everything for me? No, it does not mean that, because God also wants you to understand that he never stops working on your behalf spiritually, and because you know that, you are to be doing your part naturally. Hallelujah. Isn't this good teaching? Just say, stand still, self. Oh, come on and bring your flesh under subjection. Say, stand still spiritually, self, and let God have his way. In Psalm 27:14, the Bible teaches us, wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. In the book of Hebrews 11:6, but without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. In the book of James 2:17, faith without works is dead. You see, what God is saying is, look here now. I don't need you to do my part. I don't need you to be God. I don't need you to intervene where you have no jurisdiction to make decisions nor to rule. I am God. I change the heart. I change the spirit. I change the nature of a man or woman. You don't have any authority to do that. So stand still and fall back spiritually, and let me do my part. Let me open the door for you. Let me make the way for you. Let me come in and grant you favor. You can't even operate in that jurisdiction. You out of order. But what I need for you to do is to be doing your part naturally. If you believe, for example, that you are going to be married women, that includes me, then you need to be, or we need to be doing our part, right? We need to make sure that we got ourselves together spiritually, financially. If you're a type A or an independent woman and you've been alone for a long time, are you really ready to have someone else in your life every day? I know we say yes, but you don't even like for people to be in your house longer than 1 hour. It's time for them to go. Now, we want a husband, but do we really want someone there all day, every day? Men, if you're saying that you want God to send you to find your good thing, are you ready to be a lover, a husband, a provider, a protector? Are you ready to be romantic and only love one woman? Are you ready to stop running in the streets, picking up your side chicks? Oh, y'all don't want me to deal with this today, but I'm trying to show you how to stand still spiritually while you work on you, while I work on me naturally. Hallelujah. That's how you learn how to let go, because you understand the appropriate division of roles. You and I can never do God's role. We can never save a soul. Now, we can lead a soul. We can witness to a soul. We can pray with a soul. I can give you the altar call, but the actual change which occurs in your spirit, which will then change your nature, which will be evident in the resulting change in your conduct, that comes from the Word of God. Hallelujah. Learning how to let go. If you want to see change, if you want to see victory, if you want to live in ongoing success, then you must spiritually release the situation to the Lord while you and while I autopsy ourselves. Find out what our role is, what we've done, and what we need to do to open that new business. Hallelujah, to have joy in our lives every day, despite the circumstances, to not be dismayed nor afraid at their faces, which means the attack of the enemy or the situation, but to be able to set ourselves, as the Lord said in the word today, so that we can see his glory. And then you notice, what did Jehoshaphat do? And all of the people with them, they begin to worship God and praise God. How do you worship and praise God in the midst of adversity? Because you understand that you've surrendered to him what is his to resolve. Ooh, and it's powerful. We got to get ready to go into prayer. Come on and just praise the Lord, saints. Say, I'm letting go, God, for you to have your way. Say it again. I am letting go now, Lord, for you to have your way. Come on and let's go into prayer. Praise your name, Father. Woo, we're on fire today, Jesus. We say hallelujah. We just thank you, Father. We praise you for another day. And Lord, we ask the forgiveness of every sin right now in the name of Jesus. Clean us up, Lord. Clean us up, Lord. Clean us up, Lord. Because we want to be used for your glory. We want to live in your glory. We want to reign in your glory. We want to sleep in your glory and rise up in your glory. We want to go throughout our day in your glory. We want to witness in your glory. We want to love in your glory. We want to spread your glory. Father, we thank you today that we are going to take ourselves and submit ourselves to you so that you can do what you've been trying to do for us. All the victory, all the blessings, all the doors you've been trying to open for us, we're going to move self out of the way. Hallelujah. Spiritually, so that you can accomplish your purpose in us by doing our part naturally. Setting ourselves, spending time with you, fasting, praying, attending service, hallelujah, giving, tithing, worshiping, praising, having quality time with you. That's how we set ourselves. That's how we position ourselves so that we can hear from you. Father, we are sorry. We apologize. We repent for having been moving as if we had total jurisdiction over you. Father, forgive us. Now, Lord, I come in agreement with everyone listening. For whatever they've laid before you, that it be granted in accordance with your will today. Father, I just thank you because your glory is filling their presence right now. Your glory is filling their presence right now. Your glory, Father, your peace, your goodness, your forgiveness, your grace, your mercy, your victory, your long-suffering, your faith is filling their presence right now. Hallelujah. Glory. Release, release, release. Surrender. Surrender spiritually everything about you and your situation and those you love to God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Come on and just continue to praise the Lord. I'm going to give the altar call and then we will end with our task for today. Continue to praise him. For those of you who are not saved or who are backslidden, I invite you into the family of our Lord. Please repeat after me. Father, I come in the name of Jesus. I ask the forgiveness of my sins. I repent and ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. We welcome you to the family of our Lord. Everybody, remember to tune in live at 6:30 a.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, and to follow Morning Motivation. And you will get the recording of this message and every day's message. Text straight to your phone at 8 a.m. Eastern. Just text the letters M to phone number 33222. Now, our topic for today is Stand Still, part two of Learning How to Let Go. Your task for today is to stand still spiritually all day. No matter what happens, say, I give that to you, Lord, and then do your part naturally. Watch and see the victory that comes to you.
I live a good life, and that's what I believe. So hit the floor, say a prayer, start working. You got to do something. It's all right to crawl before you walk. Yeah. It's all right to walk before you run. Yeah. But if you want to get what you never got, got to do something that you never got.
Go get your blessing. Go get it. 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 Go get it.
Remember, standing still spiritually don't mean do nothing naturally. Give it to God and watch what he's going to do for you if you will do your part. I'll see you in the morning.